Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
So much for the racists we elected. I mean, I just knew any day now we was going to have our rights taken away. We were going to have our history wiped away. We were going to be back in chains.
Yeah. I'm black, I promise. Ain't I convincing how black I am? You white folks got to know that. I got tattoos too. I'm black. Hold on. Huh? Oh, yeah. Put a shirt on, nigga. What's wrong with you? Where is your father? Good and decent people of YouTube, Drill Sergeant here. And it's the series. And you might be wondering to yourself why it took so long to get back. I can't do this. I can't. I gotta put a shirt on. YouTube, this isn't even mine. I don't own one of these. This is my wife's shirt. Hold on, you two. I'm going to put a shirt on, then we're going to talk about this video. Okay, if you're new here, you're wondering what the hell is going on. Thank you for watching. What's happening is the guy that you saw in the beginning is a cop. Well, we believe he's a cop. He could be a security guard or rent-a-cop, but I call him a cop. Because if you see here, other people call him cops, and he never, ever stops them from saying so. He takes all the accolades and put hearts under it. I think he's maybe a security guard, but for some reason, I saw another TikTok where in the back of his car, there's a metal partition, there's metal grating on the door and on the windows, and I'm saying to myself, at least where I live, they don't allow security guards to drive in cars with metal partitions and locked doors. That's for people who get arrested. So I'm going to go with that he's a cop. Number one, because he doesn't deny it. But he's such a liar that doesn't mean anything. But we're going to go with it until I hear otherwise. Now, I decided to make a video about this guy and then saw more TikToks. He has so many TikToks of him being a raccoon.
Monkey.
With the rest of the monkeys.
Yeah, I'll bring my grandpa with me.
Of him being an anti-black, fascist, MAGA sycophant.
Are you ready for 4 more years of Donald Trump?
Of him being a dick rider to the utmost, to the people who hate him the most.
Lions, kid, you'll be moving all right.
America is not a racist country.
Then I decided to make a series about it. And many of you are wondering, why did it take so long to come in with this second video? Well, it's because the video that I have today is so dangerous, so disgusting, that I was hoping to have his name and a little bit of information that we could out this guy. But it keeps on escaping me. We were this close, and every time I got a lead, I just couldn't verify it to my specifications, right? And I just want to make sure I'm right. So instead, forget it. I'm just going to go in because this rent-a-cop is a grifter. Where is your father? Your father failed you. Let's move on real quickly. I have a disclaimer for white people watching this. You're getting a glimpse into the black culture, into the black way of thinking and how we speak to each other. You can watch this. You can laugh. You can share it. Make sure in the comment sections that you show that you deserve to be here by understanding the difference between what I say to him and what you can say to him. That's all I'm saying. If you're here, I'm sure that I don't have to tell you that. But yeah, you're about to get a glimpse into the reality of the situation because it needs to be said. He put on that rap costume. He's cosplaying as a African American for you. That's the disclaimer. You see, the white MAGA people that have turned him from a nobody, no name content creator to having millions of views because they love to see a black person, especially the more dangerous and tattooed, licking his lips. Ooh, they love that because they feel justified in their white supremacy. And this guy tap dances for them and says, "Massa, you knew I was black. I appreciate you letting me in the house, though."
That we could even dream was possible, even in 2022. Regardless of what anybody says, America is not a racist nation.
That's him. That's him. When I find your name, it's going to be worse. Because I think he's a cop. You see, if you're not a cop, you cosplay Rapican American. There's only two things that can happen. You're not a cop, and we're going to roast you. Or you are a cop, and we're going to find out all the gross things that you do on your beat. Guaranteed. Right now, we're going to get into this dictator dick riding mass disinformation video that this bum ass, fool, idiot, ignorant, uncouth, no shirt wearing boy put out. Then we're going to ask the question, where is your father, son? Huh? Who told you to come out here and lick your lips like that? Who told you to come out here without a t-shirt on? What are you doing? Who are you stripping for? Are you a rapper? Is your name the Tattoo Raccoon? Because that's what you look like. So from now on, I want you to watch the Tattooed Raccoon giving his best cosplay impersonation of a black person while being a white supremacist. Here you go.
So much for the racist we elected. I mean, I just knew any day now we was going to have our rights taken away. We were going to have our history wiped away. We were going to be back in chains. That's what the liberals been screaming. And the old sellout like me went and voted for Donald Trump against the better judgment of those fear-mongering and race-baiting Democrats. And you wonder why they lost the presidency and the House. But I really thought I would get an old school racist, a Bull Connor sitting in the White House. But I was fooled. Instead, we got promises made and promises kept. Reduction in border crossings, protection of women's sports, inflation is lowering, and on the road to building a stronger economy after four hard years of Biden's terrible economic policies. And after all of that, all the shock and awe of not actually having the races I thought we voted for, here comes another executive order protecting historically black colleges. Not only protecting the funding of those colleges, but continuing the success and expansion of them as well. Wow. And to think that 92% of black women and 80% of black men voted for Harris because she was black. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of because she had nothing else to stand on. But to think all those black people voted against that racist Trump, thinking we were going to get chains and cages. I mean, that is what the liberals told us. Instead, we got more funding and more protection for HBCUs. And to think, with all the liberal black millionaires, it took DJT to keep these institutions running.
In the last video, I promised that I would go through each one of this guy's points, debunk them, destroy them, and then call him names and use the bombast that you just saw in the beginning there. It was a challenge by him. I passed it. This time, I will not. You fake-ass cosplay American with a tattoo of Ace of Spades on your underarm. Where is your father, sir? Put a shirt on. What is wrong with you? Because like your father, you have failed in your responsibilities and your duties to the people who look up to you. That's all I can guess. That's all I can guess while you walk around with black tank tops on and gold chains while spouting white supremacy at the same time while you look like a fake rap wannabe but talk like a toothless hillbilly that has no access to the internet or TV. And the only way he gets his information is at the Klan rallies he goes to on Sunday morning. That's you? Let's start here, Sambo.
I mean, I just knew any day now we was going to have our rights taken away.
You said you just knew we were going to have our rights taken away as if it was facetious. But I know you mean that. I know you mean that. You use MAGA and your anti-blackness as a way to get back at your father. You think it makes you special. You're a special Negro. And the white folks love you more because you completely deject that which your father was. It bothers you. So, you meant it. Is this what you mean by that? Our rights taken away?
Immigration and Customs Enforcement is now detaining a U.S. citizen. They hauled his butt into court. They put him in jail. And his mother showed up at court to demonstrate that he was a U.S. citizen. She had his birth certificate. A judge in Florida ruled that he was a U.S. citizen, ruled that his birth certificate was legitimate. Despite this, ICE told the judge and told Florida officials to detain him. They knew he was a U.S. citizen. They are now ignoring the law for U.S. citizens.
New this morning, concerns growing after the Trump administration removed a segregation ban for federal contractors.
Yeah, this is all part of the president's mission to eliminate anything related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And this has some worried about the civil rights protections.
Good morning, guys. Well, the Trump administration has effectively lifted an explicit ban preventing segregated facilities.
President Trump's immigration crackdown is intensifying. The White House says it's considering suspending habeas corpus, the constitutional right allowing people to challenge their detention in court. What that could mean, and it comes one day after the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, was arrested during a protest at an ICE detention facility.
We were going to have our history wiped away.
You said you just knew we were going to have our history taken away. You mean that because you hate yourself. Like you hate your father. You hate yourself because you believe you're the seed of something less than horrible, disgusting, unworthy. You would love to erase your history. It's said like it's facetious, but it's meant every word of it. I know that, you tattooed raccoon. And you were right.
I want to talk about four African-American men who have one thing in common. They all have been erased pursuant to anti-DEI policies from Trump's executive orders. First, there is four-star General Colin Powell, who made history as the first African-American chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And then, four-star General Charles Q. Brown, who was the second African-American chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And then Medgar Evers, who was assassinated while trying to register African-American voters in Mississippi during the Civil Rights Movement. And the man that I want to talk about in this video is the great Jackie Robinson, the black man who integrated Major League Baseball, the great Jackie Robinson. The United States Department of Defense removed his story. Not because he did anything wrong, not because he was a bad person, not because he was a bad soldier, but merely because of his skin color. Because he just issued an executive order that severely attacks black history. It specifically targets the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. And it tries to erase our story from the national record altogether. Now, this is blatant, deliberate, and unapologetic anti-black racism. Let's be clear about this. This is a part of their agenda to protect white supremacy. And listen, folks, silence is complicity.
You said you just knew we were going to be back in chains. You cosplay African American. You said that I just knew I was going to be an Uncle Tom. 100% you were right. You, my friend, are who people like Tim Scott and Byron Donalds look up to. You, the tattooed raccoon with a daggone wife beater on and a gold chain that says B on it. You're a disgusting, filthy product of disgusting, filthy people. Your parents failed you because, yes, this is what you wanted.
It also directs the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, to go after officials at the state and local level who try to restrain police or who engage in local initiatives that promote diversity, equity, and inclusion. In other words, addressing police violence against black and brown people, for example, and trying to stop that would presumably be prohibited under this order. But here's the big one. Within 90 days, it directs Pam Bondi and Pete Hegseth to increase the flow of military equipment to state and local police departments and says that they must, quote, determine how military and national security assets can most effectively be utilized.
The acquittal of the three Memphis cops who killed to parting killing Tyree Nichols is devastating. It's devastating. It's a slap in the face. It's disgusting. It's repugnant. It's offensive. It's maddening. It shows a reckless disregard for black life.
And speaking of back in chains, fascist pig cop who couldn't wait for the laws to be unrestricted so you could put more black people in chains. You meant that. Speaking of that, there are other examples right here since January of people being taken away from their children and their families in chains, thrown into camps, into slavery. But because they're not black, you feel like you can say that and somehow it's not true? What don't you understand? You're not white. What don't you understand? Your proximity to whiteness is a facade, like your fake background. It's not real, like your stupid tattoos and your black tank top. You're not real. You're a fake. So is your proximity to whiteness, you tattooed raccoon. You see, when Stephen Miller came out and said, well, we're going to go ahead and get rid of habeas corpus. I know that you don't know what that means. You don't read. You just lick your lips a lot. Where's my shirt? Look at my tattoo. Look, white people. Look how black and dangerous I am. And I think just like you. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not. Sorry to my family who had to see me do that, because they expect more from me. But this is comedy. Where was I? What I'm saying is, you're next. When they get rid of habeas corpus, when you get rid of due process, it doesn't matter if you're Mexican, Argentinian, Nicaraguan, or anywhere else. What matters is that you're brown and tattooed and look like you, idiot. You didn't know. You were so convinced that you hated where you came from so much, your community so much, you despised and laughed and ridiculed people of intelligence who told you about your history, people who fought for you. You despised your father so much that you hate yourself to the point where you made yourself believe that your proximity to whiteness would keep you from those chains you knew you voted for. Luckily for you, I'm fighting against that. So if you just so happen to reap the benefits of my fight, I'm not mad at that. But I would love to see you go. That's the difference. I'm not that type of liberal. You disgust me. You're a failure. Your family's a failure. Your parents have failed you and our community. Your parents have failed you, me, and this entire country because they raised an idiot, incurious, dumbass like yourself who parades around in African American cosplay and gold chains while spouting white supremacy and can't wait to see your own history gone and your own people in chains and your own rights trampled on. You're the worst and you're a cop, so that means you're dangerous. And I will fight you with everything I have. Let's get to the HBCUs now.
Here comes another executive order protecting historically black colleges. Not only protecting the funding of those colleges, but continuing the success and expansion of them as well. Wow. And to think that 92% of black women and 80% of black men voted for Harris because she was black. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of because she had nothing else to stand on. But to think all those black people voted against that racist Trump, thinking we were going to get chains and cages. I mean, that is what the liberals told us. Instead, we got more funding and more protection for HBCUs. And to think with all the liberal black millionaires, it took DJT to keep these institutions running.
There's no money there. They're talking down to them. They, meaning the government, talking down to them, meaning the black colleges, assuming that they're all corrupt, decrepit, and you, because you're a racist, because you're a white supremacist, didn't look up anything. You, because you're a white supremacist, believe that somehow these colleges weren't getting money when the money that is supposed to be promised to them in this bill, there's nothing there.
Problem number one, from start to finish, I see no money. No money. Where's the money? Where is the money? The moolah. Where are those dollars, those duckies? Where are the Benjamins? I don't see not one penny in this executive order. What is that all about? We don't care about the symbolism. We don't care about that. We only care about what? Tangibles. Neck HBCUs with private corporations and philanthropic organizations. And again, doesn't that just violate Trump's anti-DEI policies? So no money. DEI will hamper what it can do. Closing the Department of Education will also hamper what it can do. Those same DEI, anti-DEI policies will hamper HBCU graduates from obtaining jobs, and many of them have already lost jobs. It doesn't protect against any future funding cuts for HBCUs.
They said they're going to have a partnerships with the communities and nonprofits. And what? Church gives the HBCUs money now. That's it? What about the fact that everything else he's signed into law, or at least executive action, goes against giving money to all these people, which is why he has to take the power to himself. The federal government can't do it because that's DEI, which he has just said he got rid of. Because funding black universities through the government also can be up under the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which he got rid of for funding by the government, for government money to be used on. That's why he signed this law. Everything's got to go through me, Mr. Trump. If you would have read one sentence instead of listening to your white slave master as he pulls cock out and you opened your mouth and said, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I heard HCCU, honey. I knew those niggas couldn't do it by themselves. Thank you, massa. I knew they couldn't do it by themselves. They've only been surviving for over 100 years when we weren't allowed to go to the white universities, which is why they exist. We educated ourselves. And you actually believe that somehow they don't know how to do it anymore. Because your father has taught you that you are stupid. And you come from stupid stock. And you are a failure.
And where did a lot of money come from? It came from the Biden administration. Billions of dollars in comparison to the $255 or so million dollars that the Trump administration provided HBCUs in his first administration. And by the way, it was a North Carolina representative, Representative Alma Adams, who at the end of the day had to force the Trump administration to keep that $255 million in the budget. That is what is reported. Whereas the Biden-Harris administration earmarked billions of dollars for HBCUs. I wonder, where's that money? I wonder, you know, where is it now that Trump is in office?
Your orange god got rid of the money allocated to the black universities and colleges, created that problem, and then came back and told Sambos like you, now we're just going to have the church fund it. And you said, yay, massa! You fucking moron! Where's the money? Not only did he get rid of the money that was already allocated, you Sambo raccoon, the money he promised to come from who knows where is still less than what he got rid of from Biden. You wanted the chains? You wanted your history gone? You wanted the recognition by all of those white supremacists who think you're a special Negro, and you got it. Congratulations, idiot. You still aren't getting back at your father. You're the only one who pays for that. You and me. I have a feeling, though, that you're going to end up taking it out on somebody else when you hit your beat tonight. Fascist, cop, pig. I have a feeling, though, that before my work is done in helping all people who look like us and who don't to save this country, you'll get yours. Before then, That I would hate that the good that I do in the world somehow also trickles down to fake cosplay white supremacists, black-skinned Negroes like you, who destroyed us. You the same one. You the same one. I would hate that it would help you by accident. So I'm going to find you. I'm going to out you. I'm going to show whether or not you're a security guard or a real cop. And if you're a real cop, that's easy to find those records. We got that. If you're not, why the hell are you acting like one? I guess you're used to cosplaying, being something that you're not. Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind, the kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops. But for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.